When temperatures fall below zero, a network of extreme cold weather shelters springs into action across Vermont. Their goal is to keep people alive amid bitter cold. State officials expanded the program this year, and reporter Carly Berlin joins us live now to tell us how the effort is going so far. Good morning, Carly. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
Hey, Jen.
So, Carly, can you start by giving us a bit of context? How many of these cold weather shelters are there, and how do they work?
These extreme cold shelters are becoming an increasingly crucial part of how Vermont responds to homelessness and the reality that people are living outdoors during the depths of winter. There are six of these shelters across Vermont now in Bennington, Burlington, Brattleboro, Montpelier, Newport, and Rutland. That's up from just two locations in years past. State officials decided to bulk up the program this season following years of cuts to the state's former primary mode of cold weather help, the Motel Voucher Program. And the way these shelters work, local nonprofits and municipalities run them, typically in churches or public buildings. There are about 200 beds statewide. And these shelters use strict weather criteria. They can only get reimbursed by the state when temperatures fall below zero.
So I understand you wanted to see what it takes to run these shelters on the ground. What did you see?
That's right. I embedded with the team that runs one of these shelters in Burlington from the Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity. I went to their prep meetings all of last week. I heard about staffers running to the hospital to pick up 200 blankets. Others were planning to cook meals for roughly 70 shelter guests for four nights straight. Others were finding rides for people from as far away as Milton and Richford who were looking for a safe and warm place to sleep. And then I also tagged along on a late-night shuttle ride around Burlington as CVOEO's Emergency Services Director, Sarah Russell, asked people if they had a warm place to stay, including a stop by a downtown parking garage where she called into a stairwell.
Hello? Anyone in here? Hello? Anyone need to go to the shelter?
We didn't find anyone staying there, but we did pick people up from a bus shelter and from the side of a Shelburne Road grocery store after getting a tip from a stranger worried about a man sleeping against the side of the building.
That all sounds like a massive undertaking, Carly. And I imagine Burlington Shelter is probably the biggest of these cold weather shelters in the state. So what does the effort look like elsewhere?
That's right. And, you know, other shelters are smaller, but it's still quite a lift to run them. And they've had some of their own issues. Some of these smaller shelters are staffed largely by volunteers, like in Montpelier and Brattleboro. And getting enough people to sign up and stay awake on the overnight shift can be the make or break element in getting them up and running each night. And then there's the task of letting people know when these shelters are open because that changes so much. The shelter director in Newport told me that they post updates on Facebook and they call clients who they think might need a warm place to sleep. But if people don't have access to the internet or a phone, they might just need to walk by on a cold night and see if the lights are on.
Carly, so we just got through this intense cold snap and snowstorm last week, although temperatures are dropping again in the coming days. But what happens when temperatures start to warm up, like even a little bit?
Generally, these shelters close down. For instance, in Burlington, the extreme cold shelter was open through the weekend into yesterday morning. Then it shut its doors. And now, Director Sarah Russell tells me that as temperatures drop again tomorrow, Burlington plans to get the shelter up and running all over again. A few days ago, when she was setting up cots, Russell told me this model of shelter looks more like the response to a flood than to an ongoing need.
We can't continue to rely on a disaster response over a sustained period of time. Like, it's just not sustainable.
Jen, the whole formidable effort it takes to open these places up can feel kind of futile when temperatures rise just a hair above the state's threshold and then people are sent back out into the elements. Though at least for now, we haven't heard about any deaths of people experiencing homelessness from this most recent cold snap, so that's one mark of success.
That is Report for America core member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Carly, thank you for your reporting, and thanks for joining us this morning.
You got it.
And you can find Carly's reporting, and I highly recommend you do, at vermontpublic.org.